Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Tyrone. How may I assist you today?
Do you have a supervisor available in your area?
Can you provide me the information so that way I can pull it up and see if I can request one for you?
I said, do you have a supervisor available? Do you or don't you?
Well, sir, I have to pull up your information in order to request it to send the information off.
What information do you need?
Okay, when was your item scheduled or delivered?
It's not a delivery. There was supposed to be a technician that was supposed to come to my house and make a measurement for an installation.
All right.
Pre-measurement.
Yes, sir. When was it scheduled for? Was it today?
They were supposed to be here today. I was supposed to be contacted yesterday. Nobody ever called. I've been calling since 7 o'clock this morning, and I keep getting, well, we'll send an email out to that technician, and we'll make sure that they get in touch with you and that they'll schedule an appointment, and they'll be at your house today. Well, I've been calling for 5 hours, and I'm getting tired of calling.
Okay. Can you provide me your zip code?
89135. It's in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And what's your name on the order?
The name on the order is Bruce Slobodnik. And it should say on there that I've already paid for this service.
Okay, give me one moment, sir. All right, sir. So I did find you a supervisor, but they're currently in a meeting as of right now, and they say they'll give you a call back within 20 minutes.
And who did you speak to?
I spoke with a supervisor, corporate.
Okay, so and who's going to call me within 20 minutes? Your supervisor?
Yes, sir. Her name is Rebecca.
Rebecca. Mm-hmm. Okay, now call me within 20 minutes. Okay, thank you.
No problem. Thank you.